it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, yeah. That'll relieve the pain, won't it? The pain of a cancellation of Bar Bingo. We can fix it with Halsey, right?
What time are we doing that?
7:40.
Okay, 7:40.
Couple of tickets to see her at the Fillmore. She's going to be here in November, according to Carson. It's the best concert you'll ever see.
Ever. Hands down. I mean, hands down for sure. I mean, forget Morgan Wallen. You know,
Posty.
No. Halsey.
Yeah. I mean, 7:40. Metallica.
For your chance to win. 7:40. Yeah. All right. The bad news this morning: Bar Bingo, scheduled for Friday night downtown, has been canceled. It is not happening. The word needs to get out. We'll be talking about it all morning. Jamie's got an explanation.
I do.
But first, before we get to the explanation.
Oh, yeah, but it's 7, so we still have time.
Yeah, let me say a couple of things here, because every text we're getting this morning on Textnado at 51059 is telling. Oh, no, it's a different number now.
Yeah.
303-22-ELLIS. Sorry about that.
They always move that.
Well, I'm so confused this morning, folks. I'm just not in my element right now, okay? It's hard to even concentrate, to be honest. So bummed out, you know, for everybody because it was going to be a big night down there. But it's not got anything to do, the cancellation has nothing to do with me, Jamie, Carson, Spadil, or even the management here at the radio station. It's all a hashtag venue issue, okay? It's a venue issue. And some of the questions being asked on Textnado, I don't have an answer for
I do.
You're supposed to. Well, I haven't mentioned what the questions are yet. How do you know?
I feel like I know everything.
I've been told an email will go out today from Tricky Vicky.
Right.
Which is a blessing in itself just to receive an email from Tricky Vicky.
It really is.
To be honest.
Really. It's an
You're
going
to get it, so check either your trash, spam, whatever.
Well, all she's going to tell you is it's canceled.
Yeah. Well, she might give you some insight on if you've signed up, if another one occurs, are you still signed up? I don't know.
Oh.
I have no idea.
Yeah, that answer.
They were going to try to work Son that of part
God,
out.
I don't know that answer.
Yeah,
I think it depends on where you're located, right?
I would say you probably aren't. You'd have to re-register would be my guess,
yeah.
Okay?
I,
but it would be impossible to move it over. I can say this. When it is rescheduled and another one pops up, if it happens in the next couple of months, it will not be at this venue.
No comment.
I can say that.
No comment.
We were told that. Were we not?
We were told.
We were told that. It would not happen at this venue.
Those
so
people are, quote unquote, neat.
Venue issue. It just has a ring to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, now, Jamie comes in with some wacky doodle. Story.
It is a great story.
That she claims is the real reason because she's got moles in this place, okay?
I do.
She's got moles that speak to her that tell her the inside scoop of what goes on in the offices here at the radio
station.
Well,
you know, I'm not, I mean, I do have that mole because you know I talk to her.
You have moles?
I have moles.
Jamie
has moles.
I'm
not going to name any names.
She is a big old hairy mole, too. I mean, just hairy.
Oh, my God. Did I ever tell you that hairy mole story?
No, I don't want to hear your hairy mole story.
Do you want to hear it real fast?
This is a very serious.
It's kind of funny. Okay.
All right, what's your mole story?
Okay, so I had a mole on my butt, right? And I was, and it would like grow a little hair, which is so ugly. It's disgusting, right? Plus, you had to go back there with a pair of tweezers, like, ding. So I married this orthopedic surgeon, right? And I was like, hey, can you bring home like a scalpel and a stitch and take this little mole off my butt? And he's like, I think it's cute. And I was like, I don't like it. Okay. And so he's like, okay, fine. So he comes home, I lay on the bed, he takes a scalpel, he cuts out the mole and he does two stitches on it,
wow.
Right? Perfect. He's a surgeon. This is nothing to him, right? And so we go to a baseball game for his kids, and I sit down on the bleacher and I pop the stitches. Two stitches. So if you know, a mole is very vascular, right? So it's just bleeding.
Oh my gosh. Just
bleeding.
Oh,
so we get in the car. He's like, don't worry, I'll fix it. We get in the car. We tell the boys we'll be right back. We go to Walmart. We get some Afrin. We get Afrin, the nasal spray.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm bent over in the Walmart parking lot like this.
You don't have
with
to.
My
bend.
Pants
you don't.
Down.
No, pull your pants back up, pants Jamie. Down. Pull your pants and back up.
And he's spraying Afrin on my ass and the mole that he cut off with the stitches, so it clots.
Before you pull your pants back up, do you realize you still have a scar there?
Yeah, I got a little scar right there.
Get the heck out of here.
Pull your pants back up. So he clotted it. He clotted it, and then we went back to the game. Ta-da! My story of the ball.
Pull up your pants. Okay? Pull up your pants.
Anyway, isn't that fascinating?
Back. Right, yeah.
So,
that's a great story.
So the hairy mole is actually gone.
All right. Yeah. Now, back to Bar Bingo.
Right.
Jamie has a mole inside, not on her butt.
It's gone.
She has a mole inside the radio station. So she says she has the hot scoop on what exactly occurred yesterday to warrant a cancellation.
Do we have any music? Like, kind of storytelling music?
Well, no. The only thing that Spadil gave me was this here, but it's a short piece of music.
Okay.
It's not working.
Oh no.
Never mind.
Everything. It's like everything. Everything. You know what? This is just one more thing. Yeah. Just one more thing.
Look, you see it firing.
Yeah, I do. I do see it.
Oh, there it is. That's the only piece of music I got.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, story is called The Hooker and the Wife by Jamie White. Okay? Now, in this story, let me just tell you who the players are. Alice. BJ and Jamie.
I don't want to be a player.
Carson, Spadil, we are the hookers, okay? We're the hookers.
We're the hookers?
What
we're
do you
the
mean?
Hookers. I'm just listen.
Okay.
I'm giving you the players.
Sorry,
my God. So we're the hookers, okay? Now, the wife is the venue, all right? Understand?
Okay.
Everybody know who the players are?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. So one day, we find out that that this particular venue is a CU sanctioned event place. Like all, you know how like
no, when, the wife is.
Yeah, right.
The wife is a I said the CU
venue.
Sanctioned.
The venue, the wife. Yeah,
yeah, the wife.
The wife is a.
Well, I'm just sticking to the roles.
So,
I'm not doing the venue thing. I'm all just right, sticking
let me,
to the roles.
Let me
the
start.
Wife,
let me, okay.
The wife is a big CU fan. Yeah.
So,
okay.
The venue is like a CU sanctioned events place, right? Okay, it is. I'll get to it, and then I'll explain the wife and the hooker. All right, so this venue is that, right? And you guys have been to bars where all of a sudden you're like, whoa, I'm not a Nebraska fan, and it's just full
they have
people.
Like a they have nothing that really represents it until it's game day, and then they put a flag on the outside and
everybody's there.
Nebraska.
So this particular venue is a CU joint, which is great. We love CU. We support. Now here's what happened. So the game on Friday is at 5:30, which is a problem because it's a sports bar. It's a full out sports bar, and the CU game is at 5:30. We're supposed to start our thing at 7, right? So here's the deal. They're going to start loading the CU fans at probably 4:30. You probably show up before a game, right? 5 o'clock, something like that. Now the bar is going to be full with CU fans. Yeah. Now our fans show up at 6 to go into Bar Bingo. It's full.
Right.
Right? And they're not going to kick out all these people.
The CU fans aren't going to leave just because there's
because there's a Bar Bingo happening.
Exactly.
So here's where it comes down to the wife and the hooker, okay?
Gotcha.
So, in their big picture, the CU fans are their wife, right? They have to take care of their wife. They have to, you know, she's going to be long-term for them. Now, a beautiful, sexy, hot hooker that knows all the tricks is only for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And so...
It's quick.
It's very quick.
Very quick.
And so that's not worth it for them to piss off their wife in the long term because they're gonna pay for that. If you take a 2-hour hooker against your wife, you're going to pay for it in the long run.
Oh, yeah.
Well...
That was beautiful. I'm sorry. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. The 2-hour hooker...
Guys. Don't applaud that story.
Yeah.
Guys, don't applaud that
that's
story.
That's a great metaphor.
Right? No, yeah. 2-hour hooker is right. Not
divorce?
Worth it for
you,
a divorce.
You lose a ton of money.
Exactly. You've divorced your entire CU audience for the rest of the season.
And your life is just crap now.
Right. And the fact that you even thought about getting a hooker is really, really bad on you people. I mean, you thought about it and you even told here's the problem with this real story, is you told everybody that you were opening up to a hooker opportunity. You're like, oh yeah, we totally want the hooker. Let's get the hooker. And then right before you had sex with the hooker, you're like, yeah, no, we can't do this.
You got caught. You got caught. But I'll tell you, from the hooker perspective and being the hooker,
yeah,
The next time you call for the hooker, it's going to cost you more.
Oh, no, the hooker's not available to you.
Yeah,
yeah.
You better have big bucks.
Yeah,
you better
have
big bucks.
The hooker is done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. There you go. Pretty much sums up the story.
You're welcome.
Bar bingo. Canceled.
Put that on the podcast if anybody has any questions. That is the best way to explain it.
It is.
Because the thing is like our team did go down there and say, hey, do you have anything on the books? And they absolutely said, we have nothing on the books. This is a go. We're going to open up extra rooms. We're going to accommodate everybody. And then they freaked out at the last minute and said, oh my God, we can't piss off everybody for the long term. Because you guys are a 2-hour, like, you know, shot. And we have to think about our people for the long term. That's what happened. Bottom line.
I don't get that thinking, though. That was not a good move on their part.
Well,
in my opinion.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, you had a contract deal done, and you were supposed to host this, and you should have followed through with it, no matter what your other obligations are.
I agree with what's the word? It's like your moral clause, right? Yeah. Inside your head. I get that, but I think that they didn't realize how hard it was going to be once a CU crowd was loaded to tell them they had to leave. That was going to be impossible.
It was not going to happen.
Right? Yeah. Especially if the game is close or anything. You're not going to get all those people out of that bar.
And you're not going to tell people to leave.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if you run a good business, you don't tell people to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, so they screwed themselves, in my opinion, all the way around in this situation. In my opinion.
Yeah.
That's just allegedly.
There you go. That's pretty much the explanation of what happened.
Right. Yeah,
what happened. Yeah. And we took the brunt of it. Well, you took it because you were going to show up for Bar Bingo. It was supposed to be your night. And it's not going to happen now. It's completely canceled.
But at least I made it fun.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah, I feel better. I feel better already.
Oh, good. All right.
All right, BJ, Jamie, Morning Show. We do have the Halsey tickets to give away. That's the good news. We'll do that at 7:40 this morning. Halsey, she's going to be at the Fillmore in November. You got a chance to win coming up.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Tuesday. Chance of afternoon thunder showers today. As I said, those Halsey tickets are coming up here in just a few. We'll do that at 7:40. Trying to answer as many questions as possible when it comes to this Bar Bingo event that's been canceled for Friday. One email or text that keeps popping up is, why not move it back 2 hours later after the football game? Folks, Jamie and I know better. We're not going to put 1,500 people out on the street downtown at 12 midnight. I wouldn't even stay down there that late.
Me either.
Okay? So Jamie and I know better. So I'm just going to lay this out there. We're not going to turn 1,500 people of our loyal fans out on the streets of Denver downtown at midnight.
Yeah. And the other thing is, I don't know. I mean, if you've ever gone to a Bar Bingo. So if we waited and did this at what time? They say like 10:30, something like that?
9:30, the game would be over.
Okay. So if we did this starting at 10, let's say 10 to 12, right? First of all, I agree with BJ, just in a safety issue way, right?
Like, liability?
Have you ever seen downtown after midnight? It's a little.
You need to leave before midnight.
Yeah. No. And so, number one. Number two, if we waited until 10 and you've been to a Bar Bingo, it would go like this. I won! Bingo!
Sorry, I called out the wrong number.
No, not me. Remember, we always have people come up and say that they won Bar Bingo right, all of us. Right at the end of Bar Bingo when they've had too many cocktails.
Yeah.
So many people think they won and the numbers aren't even close. They have C43 and there's not even a C.
Yeah, they're seeing double.
There's a reason we start before happy hour.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's a little too happy.
Get a little
But you can't turn 1,500 people out on the street downtown at midnight.
Right?
It just doesn't seem fair. It doesn't seem right.
Well, especially with now, they're having this whole thing after midnight where everybody gets on their little motorcycles. Have you seen that rage now? Everybody goes downtown on little motorcycles and four-wheelers or whatever. It happens like at 1 a.m.
Oh, man. It's just a free-for-all.
Yeah, and then they block up traffic. So
no kidding.
We want to get everybody out of there, you know, at a decent time in downtown.
It just couldn't happen. Couldn't happen with another event scheduled. And we're the ones that has to, you, the listener, we're the ones that has to take the back seat to this. Because they refuse to move it.
Management just texted me. Well, somebody that works here. It said the hooker And the wife is the best story they've ever heard. How to explain it. So we'll put it, if you don't hear it, the explanation, we'll put it on our podcast. Right?
Yeah. Get it on the podcast, get the Odyssey app, and go listen to The Wife and the Hooker again. That'll make your day. That'll take the sting out of this.
It will. All right?
There you go.
BJ and Jamie.
Don't forget, Halsey tickets coming up in about 15 minutes. Your chance to win. She's coming to town in November. I know we're talking a lot of Bar Bingo cancellation today, but I do have a story here from Denver 7. A lady goes to the airport. She's leaving for 14 hours. She gets back. She parked in, the garage. Supposed to be $35. They charge her $2,300.
Wait, what?
She doesn't look at the ticket. She pulls up to the pay. She sticks in the ticket, sticks in a credit card, finds out a day later that she paid $2,300.
So there was a problem.
Got a problem.
There's a little error.
Little error, Jamie. You could say that, I guess.
Cheryl McConnell says the foot traffic at DIA makes it worth the high prices she pays to rent some booth space for her small business. Even justifies what she and her husband usually pay for parking to work there.
I park in the garage in the West Terminal.
How much is that?
$35 a day.
So, wait a minute. So she has a place there. She works there. Yeah. And she pays this fee every day. Wow. So I could see it being routine, right?
Yeah, right.
You put in the ticket, put in your credit card, you get the hell out of there.
Doesn't, however, justify her bill for one day of parking 2 weeks ago.
14 hours.
For 14 hours, they charged me $2,300. When I went and logged into my bank account, I was like, oh, $23. I wonder what the special was at DIA that day. And then I grabbed my reading glasses. I was like, what?
The receipt they tracked down says Cheryl's car had been parked there since late June. 94,000 minutes, 65 days.
Somebody swapped tickets with her.
How'd they do that?
They got into the car in some way. They had to.
Well, don't you have a payoff for the story?
Spadil's got his hand up.
DIA said that it was actually a glitch in their system.
Okay, thank
you.
Oh, okay. I needed a payoff.
Someone,
And the audio was getting a little long, so I kind of had to cut it off there.
Well,
but then
you cut it off with no ending.
After the husband discovered that had happened, he started taking screenshots because it kept happening to him, where he had one that was like $1,600. It was like $800. Yeah.
Has she gotten her money back yet?
She has,
She got it back?
Uh-huh.
Man, oh man. That would blow me away, though, because this happened the day before Labor Day weekend. I'd have to go through the entire Labor Day weekend worried about my $2,300.
We were, like, guessing somebody broke into the car. Like, there were no answers.
Was that, like, 55 seconds? Usually if I give him something over a minute, you know.
He's got the answers.
Okay,
clear it up. But I can't imagine going through that Saturday, Sunday, and Monday thinking, where's my $2,300? That's not cool.
Well, yeah,
right?
And for a lot of people, it would be declined.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't pay it probably.
Old Money Bucks there, she's got it covered.
Yeah. You know, I would think that if you have a place inside the airport, that you have a little shop or something, you would have a deal on some parking.
Yeah, I know. You would hope so.
Because you've got a lease of somewhat, a rental space, right, with the airport. So you're telling me that if you have a place like that, you have to go inside the airport garage parking and pay daily?
Well, or you can park probably somewhere else, you know.
I know for other employees, they have off-site parking where they have to take a shuttle in.
Yeah.
So she elects to pay that extra money because she's doing so well.
Because she's on Money Bucks.
Yeah, Money Bucks. There you go.
I mean, I guess I want to know what she sells because, I mean, it is costly to pay that $35, you know, every single day.
Yeah.
And not only that, but just the space at the airport.
Right,
I don't know what that would cost, but I'm telling you, that's got to be high.
What is she doing? Let's think about that.
Does it say what she's doing? You're knee deep in this.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
She sells like clothes, basically.
Like clothes.
Sun shirts and base layers.
That didn't work out for Wilson.
Yeah,
Wilson, that closed
down. He was selling high end crap, though. Yeah.
Do you buy clothes at the airport?
In fact, I got this at the airport.
Yeah, well, that's different. That's just a sweatshirt that has the name of the city.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like a designer dress.
Oh, no.
Are you buying a designer dress at the airport? First of all, I think the markup's pretty high.
I mean, that rent's got to be absolutely crazy. Yeah. No, just I have a St. Louis sweatshirt on because I dressed up for you people.
Yeah. It's a Tuesday. It's dress-up day around here.
Yeah, right?
We treat Tuesdays like this every week. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. Tabloid Trash is next, and Halsey tickets.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh my God, this is just so sad.
What's so sad?
A 13-year-old boy living in foster care has a lot of love to give. He said he hopes to bring kindness and laughter to his forever home. Oh my God, and then he said this. I'll love you till the end. Whoever gets me in their family, I'll love you as long as you love me, Jody said.
Where's that at?
I think he's in North Carolina.
Oh.
I should adopt him.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Like, why would it pop up on my feed? Don't you think that's a Jesus thing right there?
Yeah, it's an omen.
It is an omen. That little kid should not be by himself.
How old's the kid again?
He's 13.
13. Okay.
Except for those are the troubled years, you know what I mean? They get into trouble. Start like smarting back and stuff.
Yeah. Well, it seems like a nice kid though.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is sad. I'll share it. If anyone, isn't that like crazy this day and age? Like there's foster care.
It's
and,
so
like,
sad. It's kids, even hard to think about.
I know. And kids need to be adopted. It there just seems millions. So, I know. It just seems so outrageous to me. All right. In other unnecessary news, basically, is people are worried about Britney Spears. We mentioned this before, but Britney Spears' family and friends are concerned about her well-being as she reportedly lives in a mansion described as, quote, covered in dog poop. Sources close to the singer say that she is experiencing another mental health episode, a pattern that has been seen multiple times in recent years. Remember that video we watched and her house was all disheveled? Yeah. She was in her pajamas and then there were a couple of, you know, turds in the picture.
Yeah.
Which if you're going to make a video, you get rid of the turds.
And one, there was a bunny running around.
Why is it resurfacing?
They're just
worried about
her? Yeah, they're just worried about her. Okay.
Because the picture is like from a while back.
It is. I agree with you. But they're saying that this is a continued chaotic thing that's going on. She's struggling to function like a normal adult.
I don't get you people that have dog poop in your living room. Oh. I don't get it. I mean, I got dogs. If we have an accident, it's cleaned up quickly.
Like immediately.
Quickly.
Wait, you mean you don't get your video camera and dance around and
make
spin
a TikTok
around
real quick?
No, I don't.
You don't say,
Jamie.
I'll come back to that?
I don't. I do have a little bit of cleanliness to me. Not a lot.
Because I swore you told me one time, like, after your dog takes a big old dookie, you get out the video camera and dance.
Yeah, right.
It'll go viral for sure.
I dance around it like it's a campfire. Because it's still steaming, you know?
Yeah. Okay. A lot of people are weighing in on Jessica Simpson's at the VMAs. Did you guys see her face?
It was bizarre, okay? The way she was standing there. Have you seen the actual video?
She won't blink.
The video?
Yep. Yeah.
It's her mouth, though, is what got me. Yeah, you're right with the blinking and everything. But her mouth is like this. She's moving, it's almost like in the video that she's trying to find the most comfortable position for her lips with all this surgery she's had.
I feel like she's been stringed.
What do you mean?
Threaded.
What is stringed?
Threaded.
What is that?
So they put threads in your face, and then they pull up your jawline.
Oh.
And so it's the thing sweeping the
nation. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's called threading, and they put threads in, and then they pull it all up like that. And then you can't really, like, you remember my old partner, Frosty?
Yeah.
Well, he was threaded underneath his chin. They pulled up his chin with threads.
Yeah.
And it really jacked up his speech for a little bit on the show.
Till you get used to it.
Yeah, because it's really tight. And so I think she was threaded.
It kind of looks that way now that you describe it like that because I couldn't really make it out. I didn't know maybe she had some injections and maybe it was frozen in a way.
Yeah.
I don't know, but she just got, like for the cameras, it was so bizarre.
She didn't look like Jessica Simpson.
No, she didn't. And her lips have been overdone in my opinion, just in my opinion. But I don't know. And then she wouldn't blink. It was the weirdest thing. Her eyeballs, her pupils are just so like, and they're wide open like this. Oh my God. Yeah. So I thought about getting threaded, you know, just to pull up all this and like chuck it up. So it'd be like this.
Right, what do you
think? Yeah. What do you think?
I think it's a good look.
I do too. Yeah. Right. So they said though, the reason why I didn't get threaded is they said it's really painful and it doesn't last.
Yeah, but think it would be painful.
I know.
Can you tighten up the strings? Would you get a little saggy later in life?
You mean like Venetian blinds?
Yeah. Yeah, they leave like a little...
The back of your head?
Yeah.
They leave a little string out the side. And that way, whenever, you know, you feel like tightening up a bit, you pull on that side.
The problem, like, because I have those wooden... aren't those wooden Venetian blinds or whatever? I always get one side a little crooked, so I would be like this.
Yeah, you can never get them just right.
No, you can't. Anyway, the other thing that I want to tell you.
Can we put up that video?
Yeah.
Stick up the video, Spadil, if you get a chance.
Yeah, we will.
Just take a look at Jessica Simpson. It's bizarre.
It is bizarre. But you know what?
Is this at the VMAs?
It is.
Yeah. Okay.
Sunday. That's why it's been talked about. But you know what's interesting? Like, as a person that has gotten filler and Botox and all that, so I got Botox in my neck for the first time. It didn't really do anything. It's lies. Anyway, but I will tell you the one thing it did do, because I'm planning this bachelorette party to Vegas. So I tried to do a Elvis thing, you know, like,
yeah.
And I realized that I can't do it with the Botox from my neck. It will not, it won't look.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that it?
I don't know. I don't know what you're trying to do.
Elvis, you know how he's like, whoa,
thank you. Thank you.
And he does his lip sideways like that. Thank you.
Oh.
It's like a side talk.
Did I do it that time?
I'm confused.
I got Botox in my neck, so the
muscles, so the neck affects that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah, so it won't.
I'm watching your neck. I'm going, I don't remember Elvis's neck. I'm like sitting here thinking, what was so Elvis particular about his neck? I can't figure this out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't explain it well. No.
I got Botox in my neck. I'm trying to do my Elvis thing. You see it? I don't see it.
I get it. All right. Anyway, yeah. So she looks dramatically different, but I think she's been threaded. Let's see her. Did you guys see Russell Wilson and Sierra? Oh my God. Did you see them? They're so cute.
I did.
Sierra participated in a fireside chat with her husband, Russell Wilson, and he apparently asked, when are we going to have Cinco? Meaning number five baby, referring to their potential fifth child, nicknamed Cinco. And she was blushing and said, you know, this is private.
Yeah. So she can't say, like, next week?
He said he wants to have eight kids.
Well, good for him. He's got plenty of time. He's been benched.
Oh, he has?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's pretty much done in football, it looks like.
Oh.
Although we're going to still pay him.
Yeah.
Well, I guess he's good at sex, though.
Yeah. So. Well, babies. Yeah. Babies. Yeah. Babies. Yeah. Go for it.
Yep. Did you guys see that Dwayne Johnson says that he still has more weight to lose for his new acting role? What the what? He already is so skinny. He says he's got a long ways to go. He's shedding pounds to portray a 70-year-old man called Chicken Man in a movie called Lizard Music, and he says he still has a long way to go.
Old Chicken Man.
Chicken Man.
I can't imagine him losing any more weight.
That's got to be hard for a steroid-infested man.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I'm surprised he was picked for the role.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Or even accepted. He doesn't have to have it.
It should be that T-Mobile guy. Or, what, you know, he's on Landman. What's his name? He's creepy.
Oh, Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, that's a good 70-year-old scrawny man.
Yeah.
I don't know what this movie's about, so
me
I don't
either.
Know.
It's about Chicken Man and Lizard Music. You can't figure that out?
No, I can't figure that out.
There's a lot going on in that.
I don't know. I don't know.
You guys, oh my God. You are not going to believe this, but we're going to be like live at Targets all across Colorado on October 3rd. Did you see what's happening?
No, I had no idea.
Yeah, I mean, we're not, but we should be. Target announced they will open 500 stores at midnight on October 3rd to sell Taylor Swift's new album.
Oh,
500 stores.
Makes sense now.
We're even getting a Colorado opening.
It's going to be mayhem.
Yeah. Do you know which Target here?
I don't know.
Okay. So Target announced they will open 500 stores at midnight. I have the hiccups in case you can't tell. on October 3rd to sell Taylor Swift's new album, The Life of a Showgirl. BJ, we got to get out there.
Yeah.
October 3rd.
No, I'm with you.
At midnight. You. My God, aren't you excited?
I am blown away. I can't believe I didn't know this. I'm a Swiftie at heart.
Right? Oh, my God, this could be crazy. Does it say? No. I know that they did announce there will be a cop. Maybe they're not telling yet because they're afraid people camp out.
Yeah.
Well, that could be true.
Yeah. So, but we do get a Colorado store opening for Target. And then finally, they're not releasing Lizzo's new album because I guess her singles didn't work. And they were kind
no
of.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Oh, she did release some music and
yeah,
it didn't work?
Yeah, it didn't work. They
so
didn't,
now they're canning the whole album?
Yeah, they're going to regroup.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so it looks like there's Colorado Springs East, Colorado Springs Northeast, Denver Southwest, Fort Collins. There's a lot of
oh,
them.
Oh, there's more than one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Glenwood Springs, Grand Junction, Highlands Ranch.
Probably Lovin. All of them.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Gosh, in the news thing, it said, and one will get the opening. They're going to do all of them. Yeah. Well, that's only fair, I guess.
Yeah.
You know,
I would think this day and age, though, with, you know, pre-orders, downloads, that showing up at midnight would not be a thing anymore.
Have you met Taylor Swift?
Oh. I know. It's Taylor Swift. I get that. I'm just saying that it's not, doesn't seem as big as it used to be.
No. They're really into vinyl, too.
Yeah. The last time she did an album release, Target did the same thing, and the Target stores were ransacked. Like, there was nothing left.
She's a vibe, man.
I know. I feel it. Hey.
I mean, come on. Let's get our 1-800-CRUISE-AMERICA and get out in the parking lot now.
We're going to be there.
Just live it out. Yeah. Woo! All right, there you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.